Greetings and welcome, lords and ladies, to Planet Verloc. You are listening to the Psionics Digirati podcast with your host, yours truly, Air Dr. Von Verloc. Tonight, we're talking about pursuing your passions. You know, to be great, you must know yourself and pursue your interest. Without recapping over the most recent podcast on separatism of identity, I think we should consider what you really feel drawn to. And we can consider this on many levels. For instance, the types of art that you are drawn to, whether this is fine art, comic book art, industrial design, sports, comedy, cartoons, photography, fashion design, the types of music that you actually like. Not the types of music that you pretend to like so that your friends will like you, but the types of music that you like. Also consider, to know yourself, understand the seasons and the times of day or night at which you feel that you are at your best. What belief do you have that stems from your gut feeling? Now, I usher you to pay heed to your counter thoughts as you explore the intricate depth of your persona. You see, there's an interesting psychological process at work here as you work your way through self-assessment, namely three things: doubt, criticism, and then, of course, the end result of objection. And so whatever you might ordinarily think gets ejected out of your mind and replaced with what society or your peer groups think. And that's sort of like that's like a splicing method in programming for those of my audience who are technical. You know, you're removing and adding things or swiping one thing out and putting another in, and that tends to be done for a great majority of people by peer groups. So, you'll begin to see your various dispositions arise to the surface of your mind if you pay attention to your thoughts. The good news is this: the majority of these thoughts are not truly your own. Rather, these are imposed upon your subconscious from various engagements with peer groups and overall the socialization process in general. So, you know, the real question here, a lot of people might have when they're listening to this show or reading my books, is why bother? Why bother to learn about my own thoughts and feelings? You know, when it seems half the time that what really matters in life is what everybody else thinks. So why bother to learn about your own thoughts and feelings? And that is a legitimate and excellent question. You know, pursuing your passions in life requires that you are to recognize your true interests and then accept your desires as your own. If you do not know who you are, then you cannot be in charge of yourself. This is also going to carry over into the world of magic, to the magician and the witch or wizard. Understand this and know this to be true. You cannot be an outer-directed schlub or robot and work wondrous magic. So you must also realize that time is not on your side. It's not on my side either. We all have this little paradox world that we live in. You know, you're incarnated. You got a certain amount of time. Or in the East, not to go off on a tangent here, but in the East, they don't say you have so many years or so much time. The yogi will say that you have so many breaths, and the number of inhalations and exhalations are finite. Like, you have so many breaths, and then, you know, as we say in the West, your time is up. Well, while you shave off your hair to meet the expectations of people you think are important, or more likely, whom have control over you, you are also shaving off the pursuit of the joy you might find in playing out the roles in life which interest you. And I may have forgotten to say that that's just basically an example. You know, a lot of people spend time on thinking to change the way they look in order to impress other people. Whether this is truly strategic, whether it's even necessary, or if it's something you're doing because your will is watered down and you feel you must comply with the multitude of opinions out there. And if you do that, you're going to be exhausted, because these opinions are all various and they pull you left and right. And if you're always looking left and right, you're not going to see the person in front of you that you're about to go, you know, into a head-on collision with. So seek that middle path. Find yourself. You know, are you worried that having long hair, enjoying heavy metal music, is something that your peers view as immature? I mean, just for the sake of a simplistic example here, the opposite is also true. You truly desire to shave your head, right? But you find yourself troubled that people in your college campus will get the idea that you're some kind of a racist. Well, you're unlikely any more racist than the next person. I mean, there are some people out there who really are just goddamn racist. But, you know, the truth is, if we're going to be honest here, which I think we should, everyone has thoughts about other people who do not look exactly like themselves. And we're like that since we're little kids, since we're children. Everybody's got to be exactly like me. Not like me. Everybody's got to be exactly like us. Like us. You know? Maybe you're worried about looking too old or too young. Hell, maybe you're too damn good looking. Or maybe you feel ugly. But what you think and what you feel will be owned by you. Actually, whatever you accept about yourself is going to be owned by you. So, if you're going to own it, don't allow other people to make the decision for you what you're going to own, because you're going to be tugging that baggage. It's all on you. If you accept from others about yourself, you're carrying that burden. It's not them. They can say whatever they want about you, other people. They can think whatever they want, feel what they want. You know, even sometimes go so far as to harass you. But if you accept it, only you can burden yourself to such a degree that no other force in the universe can do to do the harm to you that you can do to yourself. Okay? Maybe you find your passions are truly missing from your life. You're distracted. Maybe like computer programming. You're into art, music, electronics, right? Or maybe you enjoy exploring nature or peering out into the cosmos. I mean, maybe you can just sit out there in a lawn chair and stargaze and really get into that. Maybe you're a collector of rare books or objects and trinkets of antiquity. Perhaps what makes you feel good is reading poetry. Or you're outgoing and you enjoy dancing. Whatever piques your interest and, more importantly, stimulates your curiosity to continue living, and loving life. Consider this. Hold this in mind right now. These desires do not even, they don't even need to be great in order to be worthy of pursuit. Even simple and small activities like collecting bottle caps, you know, or little herbal gardens, or sewing. Maybe you like to sew the holes in your socks. You know, maybe that you like to do that. It makes you feel good, despite what other people may say about it. You know, people may pick at you and go, "Oh, that's a stupid hobby." You know, whatever, you know, you're collecting, I don't know, a butterfly collection or whatnot, or a penny collection. Maybe you're a nickel and dime collector. It's worthy of pursuit only because you want it. So do those things. Pursue it because you want it. Now then, of some more interesting ideas to entertain here is what to do with your time. As I've stated, time is not on your side. Listen, we all die eventually. You've got only so much time, or as they say in the East, so many breaths, to move through the world and figure out what you wanted to take with you from this incarnation, right? Well, shit, you know money can't be taken over with you to the other side. You know, it's like thinking you're going to show up at St. Peter's gate with two briefcases full of cash or something. When you're dead, you're dead. And no amount of Benjamin Franklin's is going to make you any less dead. However, yes, you may need money in life to help you get things done. You know, money does create options. But it shouldn't be at the center of your entire focus in life. You'll need to understand the relationship that your mind has to money. And then the tricks and how to make your aura, and what I often refer to in the club as the Orlog, work to help you with money solutions and understand and command that relationship between yourself, your true self, and the a financial relationship you have with life and reality and the rest of the world. For instance, here's one good example. Debt. Taxes. These are things that terrify a lot of people. Whether people admit to this fear, you know, owning this fear, as I like to say, or not. However, I like to think of my own debts as motivators. You know, being impartial debt, you know, having 1 foot in the door there and 1 foot on the other side, at the very least, keeps me moving, keeps me in the game. Whatever I owe that's left over, the damn banks and credit sharks, you know, they can suck it from my bones of my cadaver. They can have it. Let them play that game. I've got a life to live and lots of interest to pursue, which will bring me knowledge and joy. And that I can take with me to the afterlife. So can you, so can you. Therefore, I challenge you to find yourself and pursue your passions. You know, as we've been talking about in previous podcast episodes, peel back the layers, layer by layer, all the junk that other people tacked onto your energy field, to your aura, to your self-identity that they've imposed upon you. Be yourself and feel the true joy that radiates from you. when you indulge in self-discovery, you'll discover great treasures where the social constraints and opinions of others have shadowed over your inner truth. That's true. There's a lot of people who don't know that they have something very interesting about themselves. In fact, they have many somethings interesting about themselves. And it's because many people haven't bothered to do a little self-exploration. You're convinced already that, well, there can't be anything special about me. Nobody says that there is. Or maybe people say that you aren't special. You need to stop listening to them. You need to listen to yourself. Now, one other benefit of being able to hear your own thoughts clearly is that you make decisions based upon real necessity. You know, as opposed to the opinions which intrude upon your sovereign persona by the clouded ideas of the multitude. This is not merely my disposition to the world, which I express here. I'm not expressing some, frustration with the society and institution in this particular episode on Planet Verloc. There's a very, very dire need to make clear self-made decisions in order to be effective in the world, as well as to live the life that you and I truly deserve, right? I mean, how can you enjoy life if you don't know how to make these clear self-made decisions and if you have difficulty being effective in the world? Once we get past this problem of identity and self-awareness and understanding what our desires truly are and accepting them, then we can talk about how to communicate. Communicate with the aura and the etheric properties of our energy field and thought forms to manifest our desired results. Methods like, initially stating a desired outcome. That typically is the whole New Age thing. You state this desired outcome and you call on a few magical names or entities and, voila. But, frankly, it doesn't happen. It usually doesn't work that way. But we can start out initially training ourselves by stating a desired outcome, followed by shortening the initial statement into a brief command, followed by training the mind to produce an image, and as we work at it, produce these images quickly. And then, of course, in my training, to port this new language of the mind into the reality before ourselves. This language is the true essence of psionics, and it has nothing to do with the number of resistors or diodes in a wooden heap of radionics equipment. I'm going to teach you how to access all of the psychotronic technology remotely, so as to amplify all your desired reality before you in the world, to open the doors to new levels of personal enjoyment and your life fulfillment. That's the crux of the matter. Time is not on your side, and you want life fulfillment. You got to get the other junk out of the way in order to do that. This concludes our program this evening. Thank you for joining me. And you know what? If you will, please join me in the club to continue this conversation and embark on your quest, your personal quest, for mentalism, metaphysics, psionics, and the pursuit of joy and wonder working. All right, lords and ladies, keep the magic high. Doctor commands.